This is program number LW2745. Well, it was a beautiful day the other day, the day I had a few hours to spend in Washington, D.C. Hi, this is Larry West. I've just got to tell you about something I saw there. I had a few hours layover, you see, at National Airport. So I hopped the metro, went down to Arlington National Cemetery, got off, walked across the Potomac, and headed for the Lincoln Memorial. If you've never been there, you ought to go. You'll never forget it. Standing on the steps, you can look across a lake and see the Washington Monument, and behind it, the dome of our nation's capital. It's a fantastic place to be. Well, anyway, on my way back, I walked past a little monument erected in honor of what was called the Seabees. Now, the Seabees were born in the early days of World War II. They built bases for our combat forces, and they not only built them, they defended them. They were organized and commanded by officers of the Civil Engineer Corps of the Navy. Well, on the monument were inscribed some words that I just had to jot down. They're fantastic. I want you to grab a hold of them today. Here's what they said. With willing hearts and skillful hands, the difficult, we do it once. Then it said, the impossible takes a little longer. I like that. That's determination. That ultimate determination. I couldn't help but to think, you know, that surely that must be the attitude that, well, that God himself has. With a willing heart and skillful hands, the difficult, he will do it once. But the impossible takes a little longer. Here's what I mean. I'm convinced that God at one time found himself in a real predicament. I mean, he wanted to create us human beings as creatures who would have our own ability to choose between what's right and what's wrong. But God, who is able to know everything, knew that we people would choose the wrong. Now, since God is so holy, so righteous, so just, he knew he couldn't accept us people when contaminated, but he knew he was going to love us and want us close. What was he going to do? I think he was in a real predicament when we chose to sin. The Bible says that he settled all this even before the creation of the world. Let's jump in the time tunnel. And let's wind our clocks backwards and whiz back through the centuries to that point when, before it all began, let's in our imagination see God talking to himself. There God stands, the Father, the Spirit, and the Word talking. And the Father says, I want to make a man, and I want to give him intellect, the ability to choose between right and wrong. And the Spirit speaks up and says, well, if you do that, you know old Satan is going to show up and talk man into doing the wrong. Then man will be contaminated, and we can't hold him close to us. Well, the Father says, yes, that's going to be a difficult thing to handle. And the Spirit speaks up again and says, difficult. It's going to be impossible. Then the Word. Now, the Word is what the Bible says is the one who became flesh and dwelt among us. That's Jesus. Anyway, before he put on flesh and dwelt among us, before he became Jesus, that Word speaks up and says, with a willing heart and skillful hands, the difficult we can do it once, but the impossible takes a little longer. And he says, we can do that impossible, though it will take a little time. And he says, I'll tell you what I'll do. If we're going to make man and give him intellect in our image that he may dominate the world, and since we know that man is going to break our moral law and will sin and become contaminated, then it's obvious, according to our judicial system, that since man has sinned, man must die. The Word says, I will take on human flesh. I'll become a man and die, paying the penalty that all men will owe. Then, if they will come to us on our terms in faith and obedience, our law will be satisfied, and we can accept man back. And the Father says, that's it. And God did it. Now, sure, we used our imagination, didn't we? But the whole point is that it's taught right there in the Bible. The Bible says that God worked it all out in Christ before the foundation of the world. Read Ephesians chapter 1 of the Bible. It's fantastic. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course I'd sure like to send to you. It's yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.